The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay.
This is the TRT Community Podcast, where we discuss all things testosterone.
Oh, God!
Where'd you go?
I just broke a chair.
Did you fall?
Yep.
You just disappeared and you're still on a snowmobile. Time like this that I wish that background wasn't there so I could see you falling.
Hello. I just broke a chair.
What kind of chair? Oh yeah, it's real broke.
The leg.
It's a good looking chair.
Yeah, it's an old one. Today is not going well. I have to find a new chair. Luckily, there's one right here. Is the audio coming okay?
No, it sounds terrible, but it is what it is.
It does. It sounds really bad from coming from you, too.
Really? Like using speakers from a computer, Ben?
Mm-hmm. Here I am, sitting up a little taller. Why is the audio so bad?
How bad is it?
Audio is so bad. We're streaming on YouTube.
How'd you know that?
It says live on YouTube.
It looks like it caught you before you broke your chair.
Dang it, that would have been not. Were you recording at least?
Yeah, I was recording.
Awesome. Oh, man. This is the computer from the old regime. I need to get a webcam for the new setup. So, the chair broke. And I'm being brought dinner. Thank you.
You need to get it welded better in the corners.
Sorry.
Is that a normal computer desk chair? Like that you use
no.
every day? This looks like Dr. Paul's early.
Oh.
So today on All Things Testosterone, we're talking again with Dr. Paul. Dr. Paul, I made some notes here. That was kind of good timing, but it was just my elbow hitting that button on accident. So we've got Dr. Paul Thompson here today. Dr. Paul is the medical director for Launch Medical. Launch Medical has designed the Phoenix, which is an acoustic wave therapy device that was specifically designed for safe and effective use at home. Acoustic wave therapy works by sending powerful sound waves into the targeted tissue, causing micro trauma to the blood vessels beneath the skin, fostering angiogenesis, the growth of new blood vessels. So, like basically what we talked about last time and what it sounds like this is saying is that you're essentially, it's similar to working out a muscle. You're going to tear down that muscle a little bit, and that's going to cause it to grow back stronger. Well, let's see how Dr. Paul sounds, unless you've got something you want to chat about before.
No.
All right.
You got me?
I can hear you.
All right. Love you.
So, I couldn't help but notice, and we've already introduced you and everything while you were in the waiting room, but I can't help but notice that you're based in Fort Worth. Is that right?
Yes, yes, definitely. Definitely. Fort Worth guy. I don't live in Fort Worth, but the office is here.
But you live in Texas.
Tell me again.
You live in Texas?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome. So do we. I mean, Ian's 30 minutes from you, probably, if that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm in Grapevine. So.
Okay, just on the other side of the airport, correct?
Yeah, I live right next to DFW Airport.
Yeah.
So is that a backdrop you're sitting in front of, or are you really? Because that doesn't look like Grapevine.
I mean, I'm just I'm live. I'm on a mountaintop in Colorado. No, this is a backdrop from when we went there last January, I think. Not this year, but the previous year, 2020.
That's how you sound like.
The room I'm in is dirty, and it's just not appealing to a streaming Zoom call audience.
You sound like you could be live on top of a mountain. That's for sure.
Yeah, I kind of thought that too.
Dr. Paul and I have professional microphones, and you're over there with earbuds.
Do I sound far away?
Yeah, you sound real far away. So where's your ranch? You don't have to tell us like an address, but is it in Texas?
I'm west of here. Okay. Kind of figured. You know, cows and horses stuff.
Very cool.
Chickens.
Yeah. Cool.
Hot wife, all that stuff, you know.
You got it all.
Hot younger wife.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone's younger than I am now. All of a sudden, I'm the old guy. But anyway, that's a whole different story.
So when last time we spoke, we kind of got a taste for who you are, what you do, what the Phoenix is, and what it does. I've got, I guess, some deeper questions. Some of them were emailed to me, and I want to kind of dive deeper into the technology and some, I guess, probing questions. And most of them are geared, I guess, they're coming from guys that are skeptical of the technology and of spending this kind of money on this type of at-home procedure. And my hope is that we can kind of put their mind at ease. You know, Ian and I have tried it. We like it. There are members of our Facebook group that have tried it and like it. And we just want to kind of get those guys that are on the fence, ease their mind a little bit. So if you're ready, I'll fire into these questions real quick.
Yeah. You know, lead into that is just real quickly, and I won't belabor it. I'm the biggest skeptic in the world. So I don't look down on people that are skeptical and ask questions. That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, look what's going on. We can't accept anything as normal. You can look out sometimes during the day and say, gosh, it's a beautiful day. And it may not be. So all the questions in the world, I'm not offended. And it's like I always say, I don't want to be the guy I was when I was a surgeon and, you know, hated when my patient slowed me down to ask a question. So I think that's wonderful that people have questions and they should be skeptical.
Good. Good. Yeah. You know, even if it's a substantial investment, but even if it were free, I would expect there to be some questions, and rightly so. You're talking about your junk here, you know, and doing something with your junk. So, you know, I agree with you. I'm the same way. Ask away. A lot of these, though, I reworded a little bit just because I wanted to get a little less specific than some of them were getting. So they're just, some of them are kind of vague. But number one, and this was probably the most asked question, is this the same technology that doctors are using in office?
It's exactly the same. You know, I think I mentioned, and I just got back from a big meeting at the Doral in Miami. And no, I didn't play golf at all. Not at all. But the question I get asked, and I get stopped constantly, even if I'm out at the pool after the meetings, everyone says, you know, even the doctors are asking these same questions. So when we looked at this, the pressure wave, we compared it to the Storz machine that we all use. And it's when we look at it on a pressure plate, it's exactly the penetration, exactly the same. And the force is exactly the same. They measure up and you can almost lay them over each other. And that's what we were trying to recreate. same pressure wave. Ours now on the Storch machine, understand we could turn it up and down. And the reason you could turn it up and down is because some guys just don't tolerate it. Yeah. Fortunately, ours is not as painful. And I have some guys complain about that. Well, it doesn't hurt. Can't be good. Okay. don't make sense to me, but okay. But that's who they associate. I got to have pain to get gain.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it measures up. And if you go on to our website, we actually have videos of that. I mean, we have videos showing on the pressure plates. And so it was pretty exact. I mean, they measure up and they look good. You'd be hard pressed to see a difference.
Good. Okay. Is it safe? What's the worst thing that can happen using the Phoenix?
You know, I'd say one would be discomfort. Two, a cramp in your hand from holding the Phoenix machine. Sorry. I got really bad allergies, so if I have to cough, I apologize.
No problem.
Nothing's working. I mean, this is like concrete in my sinuses right now. But, you know, you might get some erythema or some little microscopic breakage of small vessels that we know we're causing microtrauma, and sometimes we can get some redness on the skin, and that's what you're seeing. That's otherwise it's the risk are none.
Okay.
I mean, it's not gonna cause Peyronie's. It's not gonna cause that kind of scarring. It's not, matter of fact, it heals Peyronie's. It's the risk are minimal. And like I said, I think I told you last time that I've had, you know, I don't know if I'm going to say a policeman, and they're not real popular right now, but they are with me. That come into my office and get treated on their break and go right back in, jump in the car and go back on patrol. So, I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for years and I've seen nothing.
And with my experience, I mean, it's definitely not something that you need a recovery time from. You know, when you're done, and you go right back to work. No big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you could go. Well, you could do anything you want. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Use your imagination. Anything you want, you can do.
That's a good question then. So you could actually go right into sexual activity?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's no limitation. There's no restrictions. So you go do what the hell you want. Okay. And that's the, you know, when you have a treatment, it's always as a urologist when I'm operating on people, I think, what are the complications? And so when I sit with patients, I'll say, okay, here's the procedure. Here's the complications. And are you willing to accept those complications for the possible outcome? Because we're not guaranteed.
Right.
You know, 95%, but there's always complications. In this one, there's no complications. We have not seen anything.
Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
So you mentioned that the Storch, is that the in-office?
Yeah, there's several machines. There's a Zimmer's got one, and Storch has probably the most commonly used across the country is Storch.
And that one is adjustable, so I would expect that has the potential to be a little bit more painful.
Yeah, but it does get a little more painful when you really, you know, because everybody wants to crank it up, you know, crank it up. You know. It's like, you know, that we were talking, it's like testosterone. If a little bit's good, geez, a lot's got to be really good.
Sure, yeah.
And ours is pretty much set on the most common setting, and it's probably what we use most commonly on the Storch machine, and that's the way we set it up.
Okay. So how long do the effects last?
Well, for everybody's different. It depends on what you're treating. If you're doing somebody who smokes and has diabetes and doesn't participate and help correct those problems, we're going to be doing tune-ups all the time. So, and the guy who just wants to stay in the game and keep things going and keeps things, those guys will have the effects. Some guys do it once a month. The typical guy in my office comes in and gets treated, goes home and uses a rocket for a while, and then does tune-ups every couple months or every 3 months.
What's he doing in your office?
A lot of them come in the first time to, I have them come in and go over the Phoenix with them. Now, some guys want to come in and they want to spend the $3,000 and have the other procedure done, the Storch machine. It's I'm hard pressed to tell them no. I mean, you know, but I know that sounds terrible. I shouldn't have said that, but I mean, you know, you say, no, but you know, we tell them they don't need to, but some people want to, and those people do really well, but really, that's, they would do more than likely to do just as well without coming in here initially.
Yeah.
And if you go to, you know, that's just the bottom line. Some guys come in now. The other guys come in because when there's not many doctors that can sell the Phoenix besides the Gainswave doctors. And obviously, I'm not a Gainswave doctor, but I like to have them come in and just show them, just walk it through. It makes everybody more confident.
Yeah.
And, you know, my techs do it and they'll walk them through it and show them everything. And sometimes they'll want to have a P shot or exosomes after they do six treatments, and we'll have them wait a month or 2 months and then have them come in and get that done. So there's a lot of reasons they're here, but those are the two most common.
So you don't do it. You don't perform the procedure yourself. You've got techs that do it.
You know, I used to perform everyone. No, I don't, you know, the cool part about this procedure is you don't, that's how you can go home with it.
Right.
So I have techs that do it. I mean, typically a tech gets better than I hate to admit this as an egomaniac doctor, but especially a surgeon, that somebody can do something better than me, but it's been proven my whole life that people do things better than me, but the techs really do a great job. And that's, you know, some of them, that's all they do.
Yeah.
And so they're just like masters at it. And, you know, they come up with their little tips and how they like to hold the machine. And so that's cool. You know, and that's their specialty.
Sure. Holding.
And so we monitor them and go in with them every once in a while. Every few, we walk in, say hi and say hello to the patient. And then, but the techs really, you know, we educate them, train them, and then do cases with them till they're ready.
Do you walk in and say hello while they're performing the procedure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a urologist. I've spent my whole life. Listen, I mean, to be honest with you, somebody, I was at a cocktail party. I'm not the best person to have at the cocktail party because I'm a urologist and we're perpetual adolescents. So I told you that last time. We're just ridiculously stupid. But I've had my hands on more penises than most hookers, you know? So, I mean, yeah, big deal. So, yeah, it doesn't. I mean, I'm just comfortable. And guys go, I have a hard time talking about this. I go, not with me. This is all I talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go, well, yeah, professionally. I go, no, socially. This is what I talk about, too.
How quickly can you expect to see results?
So if you're fine, you're doing well, it's not quite what it was, you're going to see results of that night. You're going to see some results and go, holy, this can't be possible. But typically, I tell people, don't get concerned. We're going to wait 6 weeks from your last treatment to see where you're going to be before we start. You know, guys will go, I need more treatments. All right, they get excited. I go, no, it's okay. So just cool it. Let's see where you are. But those guys typically are have much more complicated erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. And the majority of them respond. What I really encourage my guys to do, and I told you last time, I'm forever writing my book. My wife thinks that I'm bullshitting her, but I am writing a book and I'm almost done. But it's really about treating your vascular tree. And that's for your heart. It's for your brain. That's for everything. But the places we see it focused initially is our heart and our penis.
Is that just because that's where the complaints come from?
Well, that's those the places you see it first. Right. I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, those are the places, for some of us, that are the big blood demand. For some guys, it's not the big blood demand, but we won't talk about size. It really is. I mean, this is a thing that demands a lot of blood. Okay? I mean, it's on command. It's come on, let's go. And when you don't have that good vascular supply, you're going to see some changes. The quality of the erection, the rigidity, the tumescence isn't what you thought it should be. And then the guy who has a heart attack, why does he have angina when he's out running? You know, well, this heart's going all the time. So it's the two places you see. When you have somebody say, you know, I have erectile dysfunction, you always start being a little more concerned and start watching their markers for heart disease and stroke. And I always tell my guys, this is a good time for you to start thinking about your blood sugar and start thinking about your diet and start thinking about your exercise pattern. I'm just jumping into, I can go off on so many tangents. I'm so sorry. I'm just getting ready to go into CT angiograms and with artificial intelligence. And so I can not only see your plaques, but I can also start to look at if those are necrotic plaques and if they're full of foam cells and if they're going to rupture. And so a lot of times my erectile dysfunction, my severe erectile dysfunction guys, and I run their cholesterol and then I run their markers and I fractionate their lipoproteins and do a much more than a cholesterol. I start spotting things and I start talking to them right away. That's not to scare anybody, but everybody is, you know, I have to kind of tell myself all the time at 65, you know, Paul, you got to eat like an adult. You got to act like an adult sometimes. You can't, you know, you can't eat hot dogs. You can't have pizza all the time. You know, you know, six pack and a pizza sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Cheeseburger. You know, it sounds pretty good. Yeah. Sure. I try not to do it, but
yeah,
not 100%.
And we touched on this one last time we spoke with you, but does it make your penis bigger?
Your penis is what it is. Those two corpora, it's impossible to make it bigger, and it's impossible to do that. Now, is it going to look bigger to you? Yeah, because it's not, more than likely, it's not fully engorged. Is it going to be bigger? Yeah, more than likely. But is it bigger than what you had when you were 18? No. But you've been, you remember, it's the dimmer switch. It's been slowly turned down.
Yeah.
It's not really bigger. It's going to appear bigger.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense.
It's like, it's just going to be that way. It's only going to be the same size it ever was. We're not going to make it longer. That's impossible.
I'm sorry, Ian. It's not going to get any bigger. You got what you got. what should guys be doing to get the best results from the Phoenix?
Well, as go back, and I hit on this every time, is to, one, make sure they're comfortable with how they're doing it and follow the instructions on it. If they're uncomfortable, to contact us. We have, I mean, I'm on the phone every day with our guys talking about specifics when people have questions. So I spend a lot of time in between patients talking to our guys in California. So that's number one. Contact us and let us know if you're not getting the results you want or you have questions. Two is you got to help yourself. There's no magic in this world. There's just no magic. And I wish there was. And I wish there was the Cialis and Viagra pills. I'm sorry I named them by name, but we all know the pills. I wish they were magic and they fixed everything else. But typically erectile dysfunction is secondary to systemic problems. And so we have to address that, hence my book, when it ever comes out, whatever the hell the name of it is. You know, Paul's Recipe to a Good Erection, I don't know. But yes, the machine will work, but we still have to go back and address those other problems.
Yeah.
And so that's how you get the best results. Don't use it more than twice a week. You know, our lockout is 36 hours. And there's people say, oh, I use it three times a week. Don't. I've got people talking about, I tried to use it every day. No, geez, you can't. You know, just don't do that. It's just not going to work. You need the time for the stem cells to come in, the growth factor, the cytokines to work that microtrauma and cause the revascularization. That's how it works.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about last time. It's just like working out.
You're exactly.
tearing those muscle fibers when you're lifting weights. You need to let them regenerate.
Correct.
You mentioned Peyronie's earlier. That's the curvature, right?
Correct.
Okay, so my next question was, does it cure Peyronie's? But you said, yeah, it definitely helps with that.
Okay, so I'm so sorry that I go off on these things.
All right.
But I'm really not sorry. I love to talk. But Peyronie's is secondary to trauma. There's never been a good treatment for Peyronie's. And that was the first thing that got me very excited about acoustic wave. I knew about revascularization, and I think on the last one I talked to you about my history with shockwave. It's extensive and it's very long. Not my penis. My I wish my penis was very long. I don't know what it'd be good for, but anyway, I digress. It's the first time, you know, the treatment for Peyronie's, and most of the guys were just going, And when it got so bad that they couldn't perform, then it hurt him or it hurt the wife or the girlfriend or the whomever, the friend down the street, I don't know. That we then go, okay, we need to do a procedure. And those procedures were just, they were not great. So when we started using this and starting to focus on that plaque, which is just scar tissue, and everybody goes, where did the plaque go? It's absorbing the blood vessels and you die. No, that's not how it works. The plaque is traumatized, and then we bring in not the same trauma that caused it, which is really horrible trauma. This is microtrauma that causes the revascularization. And finally, that tissue, you could draw stem cells in. We get the exosomes and nanoparticles and all the growth factor, and it starts to heal. So, yeah, it does. Is it 100%? No, but it's 100 times better than anything else out there.
Yeah. Okay. You touched on earlier, too, Viagra Cialis. Is that something that's not going to interfere with it at all? You can continue using those?
No, a lot of guys, you know, I'll tell them, you know, while we're doing this, let's make sure after you're done, you're getting good erections. And we'll give them daily Cialis, the 5 milligram. And we've kind of gone on and off with that. So, yeah, I have no problem with it. I think it's great. Okay. As long as they're candidates and they have no risk factors for it.
You also don't restrict sex at all at any point for most cases, right? Just business as usual.
Yeah. Or unusual, depending on what you like.
Oh boy. How long does treatment take? One treatment.
When you're doing it, it seems like it lasts for like years.
Yeah.
But it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes max.
It does seem
not very long.
Like it takes a while, but that's not because it's painful. It's just, you know, how long am I going to have to pinch the head of my penis and stretch it and hold this machine against it?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I won't argue with that.
Yeah.
It's kind of for all of us. I mean, you know, do all of us at the Phoenix at launch have our own machine? Yeah. Mine right here. So, I mean, I don't do it here at my office on my desk, but I keep it here. I keep one here. You know, I got one in the car and then I've got one. No, that's a funny bit. It's kind of odd and it's making a lot of noise and you're kind of uncomfortable. So, yeah, I get that. But it's really 20 minutes max.
Yeah.
And that's two times a week. And once you're through that first initial, I like six times that way. Then it's just once a week. And then it's once a month. And then, you know, it depends on how you need it.
Yeah.
If you see any change, then you do another treatment. So it's really not, it's not a hill to die on.
It's not bad. Well, that's all the questions I got. Ian, do you have any?
Yeah. Am I coming through okay? I took out my AirPods.
Yeah, it's a little better.
Okay.
Is it cold up there?
Let me check my nipples. My question was back to, you started to talk about guys who maybe have some higher cholesterol or like you're checking markers for heart disease.
Yeah.
Is cholesterol medication or other types of medication that prevent heart disease something you would prescribe? And is that typical profile of guy? Second question, I guess, is that the typical profile of guys you see come in that are exploring the wave therapy option with blood pressure or cholesterol, elevated cholesterol and things like that?
There's a group of them that are, and there's always that one guy that, you know, you think is Mr. Fitness and he looks wonderful and he eats great and he's the perfect body weight. And then and I don't have labs on all these people, but in my practice I do. But again, I'm going to tell you one thing. The biggest misconception for coronary risk is cholesterol. I tell my patients that's the equivalent of you're going to redo your whole inside of your house, right? Yeah, you know, you tear it apart. You know, your wife talks you into it or whatever, because no man would ever want to do that. It just wouldn't put himself through that. And your contractor comes in, looks in the front door and leaves and gives you a bid. That's cholesterol. It's a peak in the front door. So it's not enough information. It piques your curiosity. But it's only good once you see all the markers, once you see the C-reactive protein, to look at endothelial inflammation or the homocysteine. Is that causing the C-reactive protein? And are the HDLs too low? And are the HDLs too small? And the LDLs are too small? And the lipoprotein little A is messed up? And the LPPLA2 is really high? And so all of a sudden you know, okay, they got a propensity. They got the wrong size cholesterol. They got a horrible endothelium, and they have plaque because their LPPLA2 is messed up, and they have no testosterone, and their sugar's too high. That's like the perfect storm. So on those guys, when they come in here and see me, those guys are going to be treated. I mean, it all kind of works together. They're going to be aggressively treated. Do I treat them with a statin? Typically not. I don't like statins. I really get my patients to be, I get them to participate and to start to change their lifestyle. Now no one's 100%, but if we make these baby steps and start changing a few things, then we'll see, we get our sugar down, our cholesterol comes down. We start taking a few supplements to get our homocysteine down. We have our gums looked at to make sure the bacteria is right. And our C-reactive protein goes down. It's pretty cool. I mean, it works. And then you're opening up that vascular tree. Now, in the meantime, they're shocking their wieners for sure, because they still got to increase the blood supply. I mean, it's very dependent on that. But we don't want them to feel all great because they have a great erection and be deteriorating vascularly.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
And have a problem. You have a massive MI you said somewhere, you know.
They're chalking their wieners?
Shocking.
That's what I call shocking. No one else calls it shocking in the company except for me, because yeah. I've shocked kidney stones my whole life. And so it turns people off. So acoustic waving. How's that?
No, yeah.
Waving their penises.
Yeah,
they're phoenixing their penises.
You lost me way back there. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, they're not shocking their penises. Although I was going to tell you an ER story, but I won't tell you.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
So one night I was asleep, obviously, and it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. And they said, and I got a lot of these calls, but this was a funny one. It's not the guy who got he cut his penis off. Mm. I've had a couple of those, but this guy, the ER doc calls me. He goes, "Hey, I got this guy in here and he got mugged at the park." I said, "What?" Yeah, I got mugged at the park. And they took this extension cord and shoved it in his urethra.
Yeah, no way.
I said, "What?" Yeah, like anyone could hold you down and do that to you.
Right.
I mean, it'd take like a whole army, you know, there's no way.
Yeah.
So I said, "Well, pull it out." And they go, "We tried. It won't come out." So I went in, and what I saw was this guy laying there, and he had about maybe a foot of extension cord, like a cord. And the plug was out, you know, like you could plug them in, you know what I mean? And I, of course, you're mad because you get a full day ahead of you tomorrow and you got cases and you've worked all day that day. And you just, it's the middle of the night. You walk in. I picked it up so hard. I lifted him off the bed. He wasn't a big guy. So he had somehow, I'm not going to go into detail how he, I had to stick a scope in and go in and look down there. And inside his bladder, this it was the longest extension cord I've ever seen, was tied in this big ball, all knots.
Oh.
So I had to take a scope down with a grasper and essentially figure out and untie the knot and then pull it out. Yeah, it was really, it was a, urologists have the best ER stories.
So this is obviously a kink. Was this, was it just the insertion that was his thing? Or was he
plugged in a park?
Was he plugging this in?
No, I hope he'd be dead. But I mean, I'll be honest with you. Well, of course, I hate when people say, I'll be honest with you. It means, what, have you been lying to me the rest of the time? So I don't know. And I really wasn't in the mood to have a discussion about why he did it.
Yeah.
My wife would always say, well, why did you do that? I go, well, how do I know? I mean, I don't ask. My job is to get there and fix it. But I don't know. But that was a very common deal for people to... I mean, I would suggest if you haven't stuck anything in your urethra, don't, because obviously some guys find it very pleasurable and it can create huge problems. So I just would stay away from that.
So you can cause some damage doing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, you're thinking of strictures, and a urethral stricture doesn't do well. I mean, you're going to be intermittent catheter the rest of your life if you're unlucky. And if you're lucky, so you don't have to have urethroplasty or suprapubic tube, it can be a disaster. So, yeah, don't put things in your urethra. I don't find it social, so I don't get it. But it was common. It was common.
Have you done
that, Ian? Yeah.
So I don't know. Have you done it?
Have I?
No.
Either
no,
one of you.
Oh, have you done it?
Whoever wants to answer.
He's thinking about it. You don't see
him. I feel like I need an illustration as to how that happened in the first place. I mean, like, draw it out for me. I'm not really sure.
I'm questioning whether or not an extension cord would fit in my urethra.
Right.
Well, you'd be surprised what they fit in there. A lot of it is, you know, what are they, bobby pins?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one time we pulled out, like, 28 bobby pins. I mean, it's just kind of, I don't know. You're not in the mood to ask, and you really don't want to know. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get into it. You know, my job's not. We have people, we have doctors that take care of that part. I'm not trained in that.
Right. Yeah. Gosh.
But I am trained in use of the Phoenix, and I'm telling you, it's a great thing.
Yeah. Great segue. You're a professional.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Paul, we really appreciate your time a second time. We're going to be giving one or two of these things away pretty soon. We're going to have to figure out some details on that. And I'm sure we'll talk to you. And hopefully, John, I'd like to get John on here and see what kind of...
John will be happy to come on. John and I spoke about it. And John said, Paul, you're the expert on it. But John brings a lot to the table. And he's really unbelievable guy. He's a cool friend. But he's... just so articulate and so knowledgeable and brings a lot to the table. He's very, very fun. You would enjoy him. So I can ask him to do that. So if you want to do another one together, obviously it would be a little more polished with John on the, telling the extension cord stories.
So he's not into urethra play?
Oh, he might be, but we don't talk about it. You never know.
Mutilation. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That could be your first question. John, have you ever put a extension cord in your urethra?
I'm going to make a note. That will be my first question.
I can't believe are people watching this now?
Not right this second.
Okay, good. So edit this part out, would you?
Extension cord in your penis. Got it. All right. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye. See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ian, he's a delight.
Yes.
I like him. Let me stop this YouTube business.
One thing we didn't talk about.
What's that?
That we can say for next time is, well, I don't think we talked about it last time either, is the penis pump that comes with the kit and how that is best used to optimize results.
Making a note.
So, little show notes on the fly, I guess. And put that down.
Yep, it's here. Got it. Play into treatment. I've got a couple of notes, too, that there's kids in this house, so I'm going to not talk about them this time, but maybe next time we can get into some of the notes I've got here. I will say that... What's that?
Have you not been able to close in that space yet?
No, I don't know that I'm going to. I've got these moving or these sound blankets up. I just don't see the closing in the walls as being like a quick,
urgent.
Yeah, well, or quick thing, something I'm going to be able to get to quickly. Yeah. It's going to take some time. But yeah, it's the plan anyway. But I will say that Kenny upped my dose of Ipamorelin and BPC-157 and CJC-1295 and almost tripled them.
And wow.
Man, when I take that injection at night, I'm like, I get super flushed and it's crazy. You know, I can feel.
Have you lost like 50 pounds?
No, no, but it's just a crazy bad feeling. One night I got so flushed and dizzy that I threw up. Yeah, it's not good.
What about sleeping? I mean, does it make you hot?
No, it goes away within 20 minutes or so.
Which one's the one that's supposed to shred belly fat or like whatever?
CJ's, I think it's kind of the combination. It's that Ipamorelin, which is the secretagogue of HGH, and then the CJC, the pair together is what does it.
Is that doing anything for you in that realm, like weight wise? Are you losing any weight?
I've lost a few pounds, and I got to attribute it to that because I haven't done any kind of exercise or change in diet or anything like that. But yeah, I guess it's doing something. I haven't been super consistent with it, especially since he upped my dose, because it just makes me feel terrible for just a few minutes. But still, it's kind of hard to make myself do that injection whenever I'm going to feel like shit for the next 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. How long has that been that you've been doing it?
Probably 2 weeks.
Okay.
We went in because he switched me to test prop, which is the four and a half day half-life stuff. So I'm injecting that every day.
What's the base oil on that?
I'm not sure what it is. I'll have to look, but it's, according to him, it's like the most pure of the blends, being prop. And because whenever, just like I told him it would be whenever I did labs, I was still troughing in that 450, 500 range, just like always. So he's like, no, we're going to get you past this. We're going to do something different. So I upped my dose up to around 200 a week, daily injections.
So were you on Cypionate with the MCT oil?
Yep, I was. So I was on an enanthate for years, and he switched me to Cyp with the MCT and then recently switched me to prop.
Interesting. I'm interested to hear how that's going. I actually went to the doctor to get a physical, my other regular doctor, and I told him I wasn't really interested in getting back on it with him. But he was like, I did measure your testosterone and mine was like he only took my total, which is what he's been doing all along. No other, hormone panel, findings, but I'm at 273 right now. So it may be time to turn things back on with Kenny. I think I would be most interested, but I'm also interested in the peptides.
Yeah.
See what it could do. Cause I'm probably the heaviest I've ever been. So I don't know. I need a little help probably to get going.
Yeah.
get some weight off, stuff like that.
Kenny's the one. He's real good. I like him a lot.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
Yep.
But it's just a matter of getting around to it and actually being intentional about contacting him rather than just talking.
You can do 99% of it online. You don't have to call anybody.
Oh, really? Is it Zoom or is you talk to him on the phone?
Well, I talk to him on the phone, but I mean, getting that ball rolling, you can fill out everything online. They'll email you what you need. You upload the stuff in the portal. You don't have to talk it to any. You don't have to speak with anyone until you actually go do your consult.
Where do you go to labs? LabCorp or Quest?
Yeah, whichever.
One of those?
Yeah. Yep. I happen to have recent labs that worked for him.
Does he tweak the, like, he doesn't necessarily measure for the same things every time? Because as we know, like if you add on certain, you know, if you want to measure SHBG, that could add another $50 to the, right, to the lab fee or whatever it is.
No, he doesn't. In fact, you know, I went in and said, hey, I'm a problem patient. I'm going to be hard for you to treat, you know, so he's running a lot more on me than he probably normally would, but my insurance covers it. I didn't pay anything out of pocket for the labs whenever I went to have them done.
Cool. Well, yeah, I'm sure mine would too. I guess my question was more like, he doesn't always check for the same things every single time. Maybe there's like a base of like five different things he'll check for.
Yeah.
E2, you know, all the standard stuff, free and total. But then maybe every now and then he'll check, you know, FSH and LH if you're interested in keeping your sperm count going, things like that.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Cool.
Well, that's all I got.
Thank you for listening to the TRT Community Podcast. You can find us online at facebook.com/groups/TRT community.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.